There are lots of things to see and hear in New Orleans, but if you believe the local legends, not all of them are of this world. New Orleans, in the state of Louisiana, is considered to be one of the most haunted cities in the U.S., and the French Quarter, its oldest district, is at the heart of it. One reason for the city's macabre reputation is that it has suffered a lot of death in a relatively short space of time. In fact, the original French settlers were warned not to build a city here by the indigenous peoples because they said the area was cursed. When they tried to do so, they had to deal with a series of calamities, from cannibal attacks to disease epidemics. New Orleans was founded in 1718, but the suffering and destruction continued. In the late 18th century, two devastating fires almost annihilated the French Quarter. There were 27 major epidemics of yellow fever that killed tens of thousands of people. Public executions took place in the main square, and the city also hosted the country's biggest market for buying and selling slaves. All this fed into New Orleans' infamy as a place where paranormal activity was common. Probably the most notorious building in the French Quarter is the LaLaurie Mansion. In the early 1800s, it was the home of Madame LaLaurie, a socialite who tortured and murdered slaves. After her crimes were discovered in 1834, she fled from her home and was never prosecuted. The mansion became internationally famous after it appeared in the popular TV show American Horror Story. It was bought by the actor Nicolas Cage, who subsequently went bankrupt. A history of violence, death, and sustained superstition has given rise to continual reports of supernatural occurrences in New Orleans. This has, of course, also drawn many visitors to the city, believers, skeptics, and the merely curious. Ghost tours are big business here, because according to the tour guides, people say rest in peace, but what if you can't?